about their, you know, through their art. And so God will tell us so many things in the night hour if we're open to that. This painting over here, this peacock painting, it's one of my favorites. Peacocks, I don't know if you know, represent royalty and deity. And in King Solomon's time, they only had them. Only the wealthiest had peacocks. Now they're kind of everywhere. But I had a visitation and also a night vision where King Solomon came and visited me. Now, how I knew it was King Solomon, I can't tell you, but it was all about wealth and the wealth of the country and the wealth of where me and my family and my friends were going. And this happened about 3 or 4 years ago. So that's something I really pray into. So when I see that come to pass, I'll know. Yeah. This painting here is about intercession. You're probably, like most people go, oh, you're that girl. Yeah, I'm that girl. I feel like that old show, that girl. Anyway, this painting is about intercession. People will often ask me when I'm on the stage, well, what are you just praying and praying and praying? I'm like, no, that would be too exhausting. No, we believe that who we are and who God created us to be as intercessors and worshipers, when we get up there, we transform the atmosphere. We are a manifest demonstration of what God is doing in the heavenlies, and we're trying to release that to the people up on the stage. And when we're up there, we're also calling out to people that are out there, to their spirit, calling them to rise up and to intercede and enter into God's presence. And we go through different types of praise and, you know, worship and intercession. You can tell the difference after a while. But that's what this is about just being in the presence of God during worship. So I think that... Yes, I need to stop talking. Anyway, so what I want you to do is I'm going to have Mark play. Does anybody have any questions really quick? Yes.